Genesis calls Abraham the father of many nations. He is also the father of three distinct religious traditions: the Abrahamic traditions of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. As in the case of many extended families, there have been disputes, serious disputes even to this day. Currently, Jews, Christians, and Muslims are continuing their protracted war in the Middle East. The Promised Land is still at issue. Will this family dispute ever end? God only knows. Meanwhile, the three branches of the Abrahamic family look to Father Abraham through their own distinct lenses. For instance, the Jewish branch of the family primarily focuses upon Abraham's obedience. He listens obediently to the summons of God to circumcise everyone in his party, including himself, at the age, are you ready for this? 95. Now that's obedience. Later, he listens obediently to the summons of God to sacrifice his own son Isaac on Mount Moriah. Now in the Islamic tradition, the focus seems to be on Abraham, the prophet, who with his son Ishmael constructs the first house of worship in the world, the Kaaba in Mecca. He cleanses the world of idolatry and establishes the annual pilgrimage to Mecca, the Hajj. Abraham, the founder of holy worship in Mecca, seems to be the emphasis in Islam. And in the Christian tradition, there is kind of a split screen. I've already mentioned that James focuses upon the obedience of Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. Paul would not dispute that obedience of Abraham was important. But Paul seems to focus not so much on Abraham's good work as he does a promise made to Abraham, which Abraham believes. The promise is the one we read in Romans 4. God promises this geriatric couple in their 90s, Marjorie. Yes, yes. How would you like to have a little boy? I'm waiting for your answer. Yeah. So what seemed at first so laughable, they came to trust. Sarah would have a child. And against all odds, they believed God's promise. Actually, they staked their lives on it. They hoped against hope, meaning they trusted what seemed impossible to be possible with God. And Paul describes it like this: the best definition of faith in the New Testament. He trusted a God who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. God can make a way where there is absolutely no way. Abraham and Sarah believed against all odds, and that put them in a right relationship with God. They were justified by faith. That's what brought them into harmony with God. It is this deep emphasis upon trust and faith that is important in Paul's treatment of Abraham. They believed that a 90-year-old couple could have a baby. That trust in God's power changed their lives radically. So they launch off in a journey with God, and that sustains them for how long before the promise was realized? Do the math in the Bible. 24 years. 24 years before Isaac is born. That's what we mean by clinging to faith through thick and thin. The promise of God that can turn a barren womb into a source of life. For Paul, it all starts with trusting God's promise. So Abraham's journey will take him through many twists and turns. And if you read the story carefully, sometimes there's faithful obedience and sometimes, well, not so much. Abraham, through it all, clings to his hope that one day, against all odds, that he will be the father of many nations. Now, he gets a threefold promise. Not only will he be a father at his advanced age, but he will inherit a land, and then most important for Paul, that he will be a blessing to all the nations. Through him, all the nations of the world will be blessed. And that's why Paul suggests that Abraham's faith is so much like our faith. We believe that God still gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that do not exist. For instance, a dead Jesus coming back to life, a risen Christ who gives life to the church, a risen Christ through his Spirit that still gives life to the church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. That's an amazing promise, the promise that we still rely upon. So the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means that we always look to Abraham, as our Jewish and Muslim friends do, for inspiration on our journey of faith. I think if Paul were still with us, he would call upon these three faith traditions to remember Abraham, that against all odds, amazing things still can happen. Now, I think of this final story of Abraham in the scriptures. As you recall, Abraham lives to a ripe old age, 175. His sons and rivals, Isaac and Ishmael, gather his remains, and they take his remains to the cave of Machpelah, where Sarah was already buried. I would like to imagine that there Isaac and Ishmael made peace with one another, both of them blessed by Abraham and both of them blessed by God. Perhaps the final blessing of Abraham is that one day his fractious family will live in peace at long last. May it be so. Friends in Christ, our faith is the faith of Abraham. We believe that God still does amazing things, opening a way where there is absolutely no way, giving us a future and a hope. Life abundant in Christ now, life eternal forever in the presence of God. So I invite you this day to draw strength from this table. Here we remember that Jesus offered himself for us, and that from his death, new life has emerged, and that new life sustains us, inspires us, and gives us new and fresh faith every day. Thanks be to God for new hopes against all odds that Christ is risen. Thanks be to God. Amen.